take you out of this place. Someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
Good morning and welcome to the Health Matters Radio Show. It's Monday, it's January the 27th. This is show number 85, if you're listening on catch up. And I hope you're all really well and you've all had a great weekend. On today's show, we are going to be talking about astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is a really powerful antioxidant that most people have never heard of. So hopefully you'll find that quite interesting. And then towards the end of the show, we will be talking a little bit about type 2 diabetes and how to recognise the symptoms of undiagnosed type 2. And in the middle, our guest interview today is Fiona Clark. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on the show.
Fab to be here.
And Fiona is the Zenergizer, so I'm fascinated about what the Zenergizer does, and we'll find out more from Fiona in about 20 minutes or so. So a quick disclaimer before we kick the show off. The purpose of the show is to provide you with competent information on the subject matters that we cover and to help educate and inform you in ways that you could improve your own health. But this is on the understanding that I'm not engaged in providing medical advice and the content of the show should not be treated as a substitute for such. If you have any concerns about your general health or you require medical or other expert assistance, please speak to a suitably qualified healthcare professional, which in many cases can be obtained by dialing 111 first or speaking with your local pharmacist. All the content is provided for general information only, and I encourage you to do your own research. And the show is based on my knowledge, my research, my experience, and often my opinion. And as such, I disclaim any liability that is incurred from the use of or application of the content of the show. So, antioxidants. You may have heard of antioxidants. They're kind of in vogue at the moment. They've been around for a long time. And essentially, antioxidants are compounds that we find in food that either stop or delay damage to our cells. So as part of the natural metabolic process, our body cells produce these things called free radicals. Now, these free radicals actually do a lot of damage from within the cell. They're very unstable molecules. The only way I can simplify I'll give you an illustration about how much damage they do. If you can remember those really potent bouncy balls that, you know, when you were a kid, you'd throw them and they'd bounce sort of 20 feet up in the air. Well, if you were in, say, your living room and you threw one of these balls around the room, you can imagine the damage it would do inside that room. Well, kind of free radicals do a very similar thing. They're very unstable and they damage the cell from the inside out. So they're very highly reactive, and they can actually damage DNA. And lots of recent research has implicated these free radicals as a major factor in the development of cancer. So they're quite serious. We should take them seriously because they can damage our cells. Now, our diet, our lifestyle, our environment, they are the three biggest factors that influence free radical development. It's a bit like the rust on a piece of metal. It's that oxidation that does the damage. Now, other sources or other external sources can be things like smoking and environmental toxins can also affect our body cells. But because our diet and our lifestyle and to a degree our environment control the development of these free radicals, then we have some degree of control about how we can slow down their development and also, with the help of antioxidants, actually try to eliminate them completely. Now, your body has these built-in defences to reduce the impact of these free radicals, but often it needs some extra help. And this is where antioxidants come in. Now, antioxidants are found in certain foods and in certain supplements. And as I mentioned, they bind to these free radicals. They give up an electron and they stabilize the free radical within the cell. So it stops it causing the damage. And there's lots of antioxidants out there on the market. So vitamin A is one, vitamin C is another one, and also vitamin E as well. But when we come to sort of more, or sort of, I should say less known antioxidants, astaxanthin, and I'll spell that for you, A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. Astaxanthin is one of the most powerful naturally occurring antioxidants that you can get hold of. Now, astaxanthin is a carotenoid. So a carotenoid is essentially a colour pigment that lots of plants produce, and also certain animals produce as well, particularly marine animals. Now, the carotenoid pigments play a really important part in the role of that plant's health. So they produce the carotenoid to protect themselves. So we harvest these plants. In this case, we're talking about astaxanthin, but in most vegetables, they have carotenoids, which give them their colour, and it's the carotenoids that we consume. And actually, we as humans, we don't produce our own antioxidants. But what we do is we metabolise the antioxidants, and we use them in the same way that the plant use them. So when we consume the plants, when we consume the astaxanthin, we get the same protective health benefits as the plant was getting. The good thing about astaxanthin, unlike some other antioxidants, particularly vitamin C, is that astaxanthin does not become a pro-oxidant. So some antioxidants can actually go to the other side, and they can cause oxidation. The good thing about astaxanthin is it stays as an antioxidant. It doesn't become a pro-oxidant and cause that oxidation. So, as I mentioned, you have this free radical flying around inside your body cell, and the antioxidant comes along and it stabilizes it by providing the free radical with an electron. Now, once stabilized, obviously that improves the health of the cell. If you multiply that by many hundreds of millions and many billions, you can see how antioxidants can really benefit your health. They can help your general health. They can also help your physical performance as well. And astaxanthin is quite unique because it is bioavailable throughout the whole body. So the skin, the muscles, the ligaments, the tendons, the eyes, the cardiovascular system, the nervous system, your internal organs, your brain are all receptive of astaxanthin. And the good thing about it is when you compare astaxanthin to other antioxidants like vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, it's far, far more powerful than even vitamin C, which is kind of considered the king of antioxidants. So to put it in perspective, astaxanthin is around 550 times more powerful than vitamin E. It's around 6,000 times more powerful than vitamin C. And it's around 800 times more powerful than a popular supplement that lots of people take called Coenzyme Q10. Now, Coenzyme Q10, we won't discuss on today's show, and there's lots of benefits to taking Coenzyme Q10, but astaxanthin is around 800 times more powerful than that supplement too. So in addition to actually providing stabilisation for these free radicals, astaxanthin actually helps the body in other ways too. Now, when it comes to eye health, one of the issues we have as we get older is cataracts. And the structure of astaxanthin is very similar to lutein. Now, lutein is a really good supplement to take for general eye health. And lutein has been proven to reduce the risk of a thing called nuclear cataracts. Now, while similar to lutein, astaxanthin actually has a stronger antioxidant activity in the eye and greater UV light protection than is provided by lutein. So it's been suggested, and lots of researchers back this up, that as an eye health supplement, astaxanthin is really powerful. It's also good for your skin as well. So astaxanthin taken on a regular basis can improve skin moisture levels. It can help skin elasticity. It can also help skin smoothness as well. So it can help reduce things like wrinkles, freckles, and also the prevention of spots. Astaxanthin is also really good as a natural inflammatory. So it's got really good natural anti-inflammatory properties. But unlike prescription medication for the same conditions, with astaxanthin, there's no risk of things like addiction. You don't have issues with things like heartburn, and you don't have lots of anti-inflammatory drugs have a risk of gastrointestinal ulcers. And of course, being completely natural, there's no risk of that with astaxanthin. And it can also help with fatigue. So I won't go into particular conditions, but if you're suffering with fatigue, because astaxanthin can help with fatigue levels, lots of people that do suffer with those sorts of conditions do take it as a supplement. Now, one of the most powerful naturally available sources of astaxanthin is actually sockeye salmon. And it's been suggested that the reason that these fish have the energy to make it back upstream for their annual spawning sessions is the fact that they are full of astaxanthin. And actually, it's the astaxanthin that gives the sockeye salmon its red colour. Actually, as an aside, it's quite interesting that astaxanthin is one of the reasons that pink flamingos are pink, because when they're born, they're actually born white, and it's their diet that makes them pink. And that's not to suggest for a moment that if you take astaxanthin, you're going to become pink, because obviously that's their main source of food. But it is the astaxanthin that makes pink flamingos pink. Some other areas of benefits as well. It's actually really good for your immune system, so it's good for your immune function. It's good for your heart health, so it can help manage blood sugar levels. So if you're type 2 diabetic, it can be quite a useful supplement as well. It can protect your nervous system from oxidative damage. And it's also good for brain health as well. There's been some really, admittedly inconclusive at the moment, but some really interesting research about the beneficial effects of astaxanthin for people with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And it's been suggested that one of the reasons it can be a powerful supplement is that it is one of the few antioxidants that can cross the blood-brain barrier. The brain does not let many things across the blood-brain barrier, but astaxanthin can cross that barrier. So in terms of food sources, well, where can we get astaxanthin from? Well, as I mentioned, sockeye salmon is a really good source of astaxanthin, natural astaxanthin. Lobster's good, Arctic shrimp is good, crabs are good, prawns are good, crawfish is good, and red trout is good. The only problem is to get the benefits of them, you would have to eat them on a regular basis, and you'd have to eat quite a lot. So then perhaps you should look, if you're not into fish, or you don't want to eat that volume of fish and seafood, maybe you need to look at supplementation. If you're going to go down the route of supplementation, look out for pure natural varieties and make sure that the astaxanthin that you're buying isn't synthetic and that it is created from marine microalgae. So that's one of the biggest sources of astaxanthin. If you do take a supplement, make sure you eat it with a fatty meal, because it is fat-soluble. And around 8 to 12 milligrams a day is okay for most people. But again, that's not a recommendation. If you're unsure, then please do seek advice either from a healthcare professional, from a nutritionist like myself, or from your doctor. So there you go. Astaxanthin, a really powerful antioxidant. One that I take every day and have done for a few years now, and one that I do steer people to do their own research, because it can be beneficial, not just as an antioxidant, but also for other systems of the body too. So before we go into our guest interview, I am going to play you a quick song. This is the latest song from James Blunt. It's a song called Monsters. Now, there is a story behind the song. I won't go into the story now, but if you get a chance, watch the video. It's an incredibly moving video. It's about his dad, and I hope you enjoy it.
I won't read you your wrongs or your rights. The time has gone. I'll tell you good night, close the door. Tell you I love you.
time has gone, so here it is. I'm not your son, you're not.
James Blunt and Monsters. You're listening to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva. A quick reminder of the show's social media feeds. On Twitter, it's at Health Radio Show. On Facebook, search the Health Matters Radio Show and you can like the show's Facebook page. And you'll be able to listen again to this show and all previous 84 shows on the iTunes podcast. So go to iTunes, type in the Health Matters Radio Show and all the shows are there. You can subscribe to the podcast too. And also, if you'd like to go to the media page of my website, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk, you'll be able to listen to all the shows there too. Okay, so on to our special guest interview of today. As I mentioned, we have Fiona Clark, and Fiona is the Zenergizer. So I'm really fascinated about what that is, because it's a term I've not come across before. So as we go through the interview, we'll find out more about what Fiona does and potentially how she can help you or maybe someone that you know. So good morning, Fiona. It's great to have you on the show this morning.
Great to be here. Thank you, Neil.
So I'm really, really fascinated to find out more about what you're doing at the moment and how the Zenergizer works and what services you provide. But before we talk about what you're doing at the moment and how you help people. Perhaps we can start with a bit of history, a bit of background. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit about what led you to do what you're doing now.
Wow, that goes back a long time, actually. It really came out of a car accident. I often say that out of our biggest challenges, we get our biggest, our gifts are given to us through these. And I had a car accident on the M25 going to work. And I was the fourth car in out of five cars. I had whiplash twice in that accident.
Wow.
And then I actually did go straight to work from that point, which probably wasn't a very good idea. And then 3 months later, actually, I had another car accident when somebody came into the back of me. I was stationary and I had whiplash again. So I'd had these three really bad injuries where I couldn't lift anything with my arm for ages. I had a lot of pain. And I actually used to work for British Airways. So I was going on a trip at the time, which wasn't very sensible because it meant that I was going away for 10 days and I was in a lot of pain while I was away, but I was determined to carry on, which is what I did. But what the actual point of, it's a magical point, a friend of mine had actually started to learn Touch for Health.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me one day when we were on down route somewhere and said, would you mind if I practiced on you? And I was like, oh my God, no, I don't mind. I'm open to anything. Let's have a go.
Okay.
And she practiced on me. And then she told me about the person that she trained with who was a kinesiologist. So to cut a long story short, I went to her for literally just two or three sessions and she fixed my neck. And during this time, I'd obviously been going to see all these doctors. Mm-hmm. I'd had manipulation and anesthetic. I'd had doctors that I had to go and see in Harley Street, who kept saying to me, you're going to have problems the rest of your life and da-da-da-da-da. And this went on for years.
Wow.
For about 4 years while I was trying to get the insurance and the car, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But halfway through this, I actually had no pain in my neck, despite the fact that these doctors were still telling me that I was going to have problems the rest of my life. Yeah. And actually, since then, I never have had any problems with it. So this journey from having this car accident led me into this fascinating world of, oh, my God, I need to learn more about this. So I trained as a kinesiologist.
Okay.
I went on that route and it just opened my eyes up to all sorts of things I had no idea about, like meridians and energy. And
So for people that are not aware, what does a kinesiologist do?
A kinesiologist is very much we use a lot of muscle testing, which is connecting. The muscle testing is a biofeedback tool where we can tune into your body's computer, if you like. And instead of just treating a symptom, we find out what the core issue is of a problem. And we can work out through lots of different ways of what is the cause of it,
mm-hmm.
and then what does it need? It may be nutrition, it may be just emotional stuff, it may be, you know, just energy balancing, all sorts of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's different varieties of kinesiology training. So that's where it took me into, which was just amazing.
Wow. So this was back in
91, I trained as a kinesiologist, yeah.
91, wow.
Yeah, so that time there wasn't, you know, I actually was a bit of a closet case when I talked up to people because most people thought you were very bizarre if you were talking about meridians and energy and muscle testing. It was a little bit. You know, it's not like it is now where people are very open to hearing about this.
Absolutely.
Things.
Yeah.
It really wasn't.
Yeah, it's far more mainstream these days, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Much more. And like you say, people are much more receptive about it these days.
Yeah.
So,
thankfully.
So you trained as a kinesiologist in 91.
Yeah.
Which kind of opened opened that world of energy to you.
Mm.
So where did that journey then take you?
Well, it's funny how journeys take you into places you don't expect. I did actually, after that, train as a reflexologist. And the reason I did that was because a friend of mine, her father was dying of cancer and she wanted to do something to help him. So she sort of basically begged me to do the course with her. So
right.
I was like, well, OK, I don't really want to faff around with people's feet. It was quite revolting in my eyes. But actually, what turned out to be something that I wasn't too keen on turned into something I did for many, many years. And I did every course I could because your feet are literally have the history of your whole life on your feet, emotionally, spiritually, physically. It is just the most amazing therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that for many, many years. amongst doing everything else as well, connecting everything together. But that was the reason, actually, I actually went to train as a reflexologist. So it just opened up this world. And once this world was opened, it was almost like I'd gone to a new destination. And there were all these different things that are waiting. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I need to explore this and I need to explore that. And that's just how it's continued, really.
So when you were working for BA, I mean, were you flight staff? Were you?
Yeah, I was air crew. Yeah. Air so crew. I mean, while I was flying around the world, all my holiday was spent taking courses, basically. Wow. And so I had enough. You know, it's a well paid job. It was in those days, anyway. Mm-hmm. That I had enough money to train.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I did all my training while I was working full time.
So before the car crash, could you ever imagined the way that your life would take you?
No, not at all. Because when I started in the airline business, like everybody says, you know, you do it for 2 years and you leave. Which isn't really true at all. Mm. People stay there for absolutely donkey's years. But, and I was, there was something else I was looking for. I remember saying to this friend of mine who actually did this touch for health on me that I wanted to do something else, but I had absolutely no idea.
Mm.
So, of course, the car crash led me into this magical gift that was given to me despite having to go through that. It's just a blessing.
Absolutely. And it is really funny the way life sort of takes you sometimes, or how it takes you in these routes and these things that happen to us, that when they're happening to us at the time, we think they're a complete disaster and it's a terrible situation. But from most of those situations comes opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, for myself, you know, I got into doing what I'm doing because my dad died. And, you know, had he not died, I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now, but I'm helping other people like yourself. And from the opportunity of the car crash and the people that you met subsequently that helped you, that took your life in a whole new direction.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like me, you kind of found your raison d'etre, your reason for being, your mission in life.
Yeah.
Because had that not happened, chances are you would probably still be working on airplanes.
Exactly. And actually, in all honesty, it wasn't my intention to do it as a career. It really came from a place of absolute fascination more of a hobby to understand. And then I was working with people and the results that I saw were just fat. And it just took me into this place. I thought the body is just so amazing. Mm-hmm. And yet most people will just take a medication to shut it down.
Yeah.
Whereas for me, I've had that curiosity and it's like, okay, you've got that going on. What is the real reason? Mm. Because that's just the symptom.
Yeah.
That's just the little surface. And if you want to continue playing around on the surface, you will never, ever get rid of that problem.
Yeah.
We'll just keep coming around in another pair of shoes and say, I'm back again.
And most medication, as you say, deals with the symptom and not the root cause. That's not to say that people shouldn't take medication, because in some cases, obviously, it's really important.
Yeah.
But it generally does deal with, it papers over the symptom and doesn't deal with the root cause of the problem.
Yeah.
So just going back to reflexology for a moment.
Yes.
What is reflexology?
Reflexology, if you don't know, it's one of the very, very ancient practices. I mean, in Egyptian times, in Chinese, it goes back thousands of years. And it really is every point on your foot and your hands reflect. It's like the map of your entire body. So, for example, your thumbs or your big toes reflect your head. So if you've got a headache, for example, you would work on you can work on your thumbs much easier than working on your toes as such.
Okay.
So if you imagine your spine is the middle of your feet and the middle of your hands together, so the inside of where your thumbs connect, that would represent your spine. So every single organ is reflected on your feet, and it is quite fascinating. And it's not, when I trained, it was very much, it's like just, well, it's a physical practice. But actually what I learnt as I went through the years of working on people's feet was actually, it was much more of an energetic. And I would work out, you know, a lot of the physical things that people were coming to me with were actually very emotionally based, as we know most things are coming from the emotions that we don't deal with, that we put in a box and put the lid on. But with reflexology, I had such amazing opportunities. I mean, my youngest client actually was 20 months. A little boy used to come to me. Wouldn't let his mum and dad touch his feet, only me. Wouldn't let them. And he had lots of issues with colds and things like that. And it was just amazing.
So the map of the feet, does it roughly follow the map of the body?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yep. It is absolutely fascinating. And once you start, and I used to say I got a foot fetish. So when I go to yoga, I'm thinking, Yes, and I know what's going on in your body because I can see from your feet. And your feet will change. You know, I mean, I've had clients previously whose toes were like really curled over. Mm-hmm. Toes are very much to do with the sinuses, but also they've got the meridians coming off each of them. So you've got energy pathways coming off each of the toes. So they represent all things.
Yeah.
And those toes have straightened out. It is quite an underneath shoulder problems, which is a big issue for many people.
Mm-hmm.
End of the little finger, end of the little toe, that part just underneath there, if you start working on there, you'll probably find if you have a bit of a shoulder tension, it's very painful. And I've seen that where the foot has actually started to arch out on that area. Mm. It's become very dry because people have got such bad problems and tension within their shoulders. And it just depletes. It goes.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So you trained as a kinesiologist. You then looked into and trained in reflexology. What other areas of health did you also train in?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so after that sort of period, I actually moved overseas and lived in Asia with my now ex-husband for 10 and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was over in Asia, I lived in Hong Kong and I lived in the Philippines. I did acupressure. I had already been using flower essences, for example, from my kinesiology days. So I had those as well. I did crystal healing over there. I did theta healing over there. And that's when I also did my life coaching. But the biggest impact of, or the biggest practice I did was tapping, EFT.
Mm-hmm.
That I learned in Hong Kong as well. So it just, my journey just continued into these other ways of how can you heal the body?
Mm.
There's just so many amazing ways to do that.
And there's lots of methods out there as well in Asia that have been around for thousands and thousands of years that we're only just really picking up on in the Western world.
Yeah.
And like you say, it's becoming much more mainstream. People are becoming much more accepting of these alternative medicines, these alternative remedies, than just continuing to pop pills.
And I think the difference is, and I think this is, it's, you know, the big difference between being in Asia and the East and coming back to our West world. In Asia, it is not unusual for people to go and have reflexology. It's a part of their natural way of being. Mm. I mean, reflexology shops in Hong Kong are as common as the coffee shops.
Yeah.
And it's just, you go for your coffee, you go for your lunch, you go and have your reflexology because it's all about prevention.
Yeah.
And then you've got the herbalists, the Chinese, you know, they use that. You've got the acupuncturists. It is not like a luxury as a lot of people would look at it in the mm-hmm. Western world. It's like, oh my God, because I have to go and pay for it. Ugh, do I do it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it is a very different mindset that we're not brought up with, I think, in so much in the Western world.
And it's also, I think it's interesting you touched on prevention.
Yeah.
Because I think we are very reactive in the Western world.
Totally.
We don't really take good care of ourselves as a, you know, in general terms. And then we have health problems and then we are reactive to those health problems.
Yeah.
Whereas if we actually put some thought into the prevention to start with, we wouldn't then have to deal with dealing with the symptoms.
And that's why I say to my clients, actually, I say you have to have your non-negotiables every day.
Mm-hmm.
And your non-negotiables are those things that create the good habits in your day, whether that's, you know, whether it's yoga, whether it's doing some tapping, whether it's doing some breathing, meditation, whatever. They're the non-negotiables every single day because these are the things that keep you in that high vibrational state, which keep you healthy, which keep you happy, which keep you in that joyful place, which is what life is all about.
So tell me a little bit more about, so we'll bring it up to the current day. The services that you offer at the moment, how do they help people?
Well, this is where I sort of have brought, that's where the Zenergizer comes from, because basically I thought, how can I express myself to include everything that I've done, because I'm just not one thing.
I think it's a great brand, by the way.
And I actually love it, because I was like, I don't want to be the Energizer, because people think the Energizer, you hear a lot of Energizer, you think you're like one of those bunnies on the back of the car. Because it's not about just being in that high energy. It's about having that connection with your Zen, with your inner harmony, your inner being, because this is your biggest teacher that most people have totally blocked out and just live in their head rather than in their heart. So this is where the Zenergizer comes from. It's a combination of everything. So what I do now is that, I mean, going back to my kinesiology days, my passion from then, right from the start, was to inspire other people to help themselves. And with the skills and the techniques that I've got from kinesiology, a lot of energy techniques there, lots of things that people can do themselves, from reflexology, from all sorts of different things that I've done, tapping particularly, people can heal themselves because we are our own healers. Everything is at the end of your fingertips. So this is what I love to do, is to share what I have, because what it does then, it empowers that person to be able to take responsibility for their own health. And so many people, and I think, and again, back in our Western world, we're taught from a very young age, if you're sick, you go to the doctor gives you a tablet. And it's not necessarily growing up with this feeling of having a responsibility for your own health. And this is where we need to change things around. The other part of my work is I love working with children, and I've worked with many, many kids over the years, because I think we also have a duty to bring our children up to know how to deal with the stressful world that they live in right now. So this is what I do when I work with clients. It's like, right, let's get to the root of the problem. What is really going on, not what you think might be going on. Mm-hmm. Let's have a look at really what is going on for you. And then I will share with you, by the time you finish working with me, you will know very clearly what things to do, whether you need a bit of tapping, whether you need an energy skill, whether you need a reflexology skill or an acupressure tip or something like that. Mm. And this is what I love seeing. I mean, people come to me years later and say, oh my God, I'm still using this. And to be honest, I have forgotten I've even taught them that. And then come back and say, I think, oh, that's brilliant. I'm so glad that you've done that. So that's really my passion, is to empower others to help themselves.
So for listeners out there, what kind of things would they be struggling with that they would come and talk to you? I mean, is it things like being anxious or being stressed?
Absolutely, yeah.
Whether it's personally or professionally?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I've worked with men, children, women, all age groups, a lot of teenagers, all sorts. But really, what it all comes down to, people who are stressed, overwhelmed, in pain, your body is out of balance. Mm-hmm. Your energy is not flowing. If you think of a lovely, beautiful river, when it's flowing, it looks nice, it sparkles, you want to just jump in there, it's really inviting. Mm-hmm. That's when our energy is in flow, when we feel happy, when we feel in those high vibrational states, and we're in that state of joy. And when we're in that state of joy, the people around us are also in that state of joy, because you ripple out that feeling. Mm. But if we're in pain, if we're stressed, if we're overwhelmed, it's almost like that energy has got stuck in a pool, and you see that green slimy algae on the top, and it's sludgy, it doesn't smell nice, you don't even want to jump in there. Mm-hmm. And that's like our energy is when it's stuck. So the whole purpose of everything I do is, okay, so how do we get that energy to flow? So, this is where we're looking at the core.
Yeah.
And most of the time, it's just we're stuck because we're constantly stuck in what I call the committee, which is our head, our ego, having a conference. Mm. And the majority of the time is they're having a conference about things that have happened in the past that are still dictating their future. Mm. So we look at that and we change the energy on that so that you can come back into this high vibrational state.
It is amazing how much our past, our childhood, affects our current a lot more than people perhaps even realise.
Yeah.
So can you give me, obviously you can't mention people by name, but could you give me a couple of examples of people that you've worked with, the sorts of ways that you've helped them?
Yes. We were talking about, being stressed and anxious and whatever. I had a client, lovely, lovely lady, but actually she was signed off work actually because she was so anxious. She was on medication for anxiety. And after we did work together for quite a few months, but by the end of, and that tailored off, so it starts off weekly and then it goes sort of longer when she felt more confident. She actually came off her meds. She actually went straight back to work, part-time, back into work, full-time, because we got to the root of the problem. And one of the biggest issues that she had absolutely no idea but was creating so many of these things, was something that had happened. I think her mother had had a stroke when she was about 15. And she'd carried this around for 40-odd years. And this story had just kept replaying as to the way she was reacting in life and the way she was becoming more and more anxious. Mm. And once we'd identified what those key points were, we could shift it. And it was like, okay, but you can't do anything about what's happened, but you can change the way you feel about it. And that's what we did. And she hasn't come to see me for ages now, which is wonderful.
Absolutely,
because I know
yeah.
she's okay. You know, it's a blessing.
It's a good sign, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So that's just that was just one example. But many, many other women, and I think men, children as well, is the most empowering thing you can give anybody, is that feeling that they are in charge of their own health and they have the power within them to change the way they feel at any moment.
Yeah, it's very empowering, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are your plans for the coming 12 months or so? How do you see 2020 coming together?
I think it's going to be a bumper of a year. I think 2019 was a tough year for many people, and I
Indeed.
Honestly think that, I know we say it every year, but I truly believe that this year is going to be very different. The energy is very different.
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally, I'm actually just about to start with a colleague of mine, a 12-week course specifically focusing on people setting intentions. We've just had our new year. Now we've just had literally Chinese New Year this weekend.
Yep,
that's all going on. So we can start the new year intentions again, because so many people make a plan in their head and 3 weeks in, we all know that 80% of it's just disappeared.
Yep.
So we're actually working on as to, over the 12 weeks, what are those blocks that are creating that, oh, well, I'm just not going to bother anymore. You know, let's just go back into the old way of being because it's much easier. 12 weeks, it takes 12 weeks to create a new habit and to start creating a new habit so that it becomes something new and something a part of you. So that's one of the things. There's a lot more one-to-one work. There's some work that actually I want to go and do overseas and teaching workshops. I've got a lot of different things in the pipeline. Also, I keep saying this, like you, is to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been in the pipeline for a few years. So that is on my mission list this year as well.
Excellent. And it's really interesting what you say about the timeline for habit forming, because people used to say it was 21 days, and that's actually now been disproven.
Mm.
And it's actually been proven scientifically that in order to create a new habit and develop that neuroplasticity, that new route in the brain, it takes between 70 to 90 days of doing the same thing over and over again. So, yeah, I can see why a 12-week program would be perfect. So just to recap, Fiona, who is your ideal client? Who are you particularly looking for?
My ideal client now is really the midlife woman, should we say, who is literally feeling either that they're questioning themselves as like, who am I? You know, they've given everything, as women tend to do, to everybody else. And it's now that they've got maybe the kids have disappeared, they've gone to uni, maybe the marriages are not too good.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thinking, who the hell am I? I've given to everybody else. I've actually lost who I am. So it's like really identifying what are those stories that keep coming back, identifying those, letting those go, really stepping into your own power as a woman and living your dream. What is it that you're dreaming about? And if you're thinking, well, I haven't got a clue, we explore that and find out.
Mm.
So those are the women that I seem to be working with at the moment, because there's so many stressed and overwhelmed women. It's just, it's quite sad to see it. And they know they don't need to be like that.
And I think the reassurance, that, as you say there, that they're not alone.
No,
they're not alone.
Not by any means.
They're not alone in the way that they feel. And also that there is help out there for them.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So if anyone listening wants to get hold of you, what's your preferred route of contact?
You can email me on Fee Clark, so F for Fiona, I-C-L-A-R-K, @me.com.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I'm on LinkedIn under Fiona Clark, the Zenergizer. I'm on Facebook under Fiona Clark, the Zenergizer. Where else? You'll find me. Just look. Yeah, so those are the three main ones, I suppose. It's LinkedIn, Facebook, and also email.
Okay, so what I'll do for you is when I do the post-promotion for this show, I'll put a link into your website.
Oh, and website. I forgot about that, didn't I?
Which is fionaclark.co.uk, isn't it? So I'll put a link onto your website when I do the post-promotion so people can just click through from there.
Fabulous. Yeah.
It's been great to have you on the show. Thank you very much. And it's been really fascinating to find out more, not just about what you do now, but also your journey as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of, most guests that come on the show have been through an experience and they've come out of that experience and now what they do now is helping people who have been through the same thing. And, yeah, it's been fascinating. Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
After the break, we are going to have a quick chat about type 2 diabetes. Was Tonight Tonight by the Smashing Pumpkins. You're listening to the Health Matters radio show with me, Neil De Silva. A quick reminder of the show's social media feeds. On Twitter, it's at Health Radio Show. On Facebook, search the Health Matters radio show and you can like the show's Facebook page. And you'll be able to listen again to this show and all previous shows on the media page of my website or on iTunes podcast. Go to iTunes, type in the Health Matters radio show in the search bar and all the previous shows there. And also my website address is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. As I said, you can listen to previous shows at the media page, but if you'd like to contact me away from social media, perhaps drop me an email, then you can do that via my website. Okay, so in the next couple of minutes, I just want to talk about type 2 diabetes. We are in the middle of an epidemic that's only getting worse with type 2. I'm not going to go into the mechanics of the difference between type 1 and type 2 on today's show. I might cover that in another show in the future. But I just want to cover some of the symptoms. Now, to put this in perspective, in 1996, in the UK, there were 1.4 million type 2 diabetics. It's estimated now that there are well over 4 million type 2 diabetics. And by 2025, there will be over 5 million type 2 diabetics in the UK. So worldwide, there's around 700 people a day that are diagnosed with type 2. And there are between 400 and 500 million people around the world with type 2 diabetes. So this is a massive problem. And it's a lot to do with diet and a lot to do with lifestyle. Obviously, type 1 and type 2 are very different conditions. Type 1 is an autoimmune condition, often, I'd say, in almost every case outside the individual's control. Whereas type 2 is massively influenced by our diet and lifestyle. And again, to put that in perspective, around 90%, if someone says I've got diabetes, well, around 90% of people with diabetes will have type 2. Only 10% have type 1. But the point of this piece today is that type 2 can go undiagnosed for up to 10 years. And when the symptoms start to become really manifest is often when people go to the doctors. Perhaps they're peeing a lot during the night, or they're just peeing generally. And they think, oh, it's just because I'm getting a bit older. And actually, that can be the development of type 2. And because it takes so long to actually develop before people actually recognise the symptoms, in those years, it can do a tremendous amount of damage to the body. So I'd just like to run through some of the symptoms that if you're not a diagnosed type 2 diabetic, it doesn't mean you've got type 2, but if you can recognise with one, maybe two or three or four of these symptoms, I would encourage you to go and have a chat with your doctor, because if you do have type 2, you need to know about it and you need to deal with it, okay? Because you're heading towards the buffers and the sooner you deal with it, the better. And so these are some of the symptoms. Increased thirst, increased hunger, a dry mouth, going to the toilet a lot. So if it feels like you're drinking and it's going in one end and coming out the other, especially at night, if you wake up once or twice at night to go to the toilet, then that can be an issue as well, obviously urination. If you lose weight quickly for no particular reason, that can be a symptom. If you have itching down below, without going into too much detail, the bacteria that's or the excess glucose that's in our urine, the bacteria feed on it. So you tend to get a lot of infections, yeast infections, men and women. So if you suffer with that on a regular basis, it's worth going to have it checked out. If you're very fatigued, if you have headaches, if your vision is blurred. Now, this obviously vision goes a little bit as we get older, but if your vision goes for a few moments and then comes back again, or you have more floaters in your eyes, or you're struggling to see clearly, particularly if you haven't had an eye test in recent years, then that could be the act of the blood, the excess blood sugars causing the lens in your eye to become swollen. So that can be a symptom. And also nausea and vomiting. So if you notice an increase in unexplained nausea or sickness or dizziness, then that can be a symptom of undiagnosed type 2 as well. So there's lots of things there to consider. If you can identify with maybe a couple of those, and like I say, you haven't had a recent blood test, then it's worth getting it checked out. If you're not a type 2, then obviously it might be something else. It might just be that you're getting older, but equally, by just having it checked out, you might be able to pick up type 2 earlier than if you wait for the symptoms to become much more manifest. And the problem with type 2 is it really does affect all the body. It affects the heart, the blood vessels, the nerves, the eyes, the kidneys, the brain. There's links with type 2 diabetes and Alzheimer's. It's a really, really unpleasant disease. So if you can identify with any of those conditions, I do encourage you to go and have them checked out, because it's better to be safe than sorry. Okay, so we are now at the end of the show. How quickly the hour has gone. I'd like to thank Fiona again for coming on the show.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
And I look forward to doing a lot of post-promotion and getting the word out there about what Fiona does. If you'd like to come on the show, as Fiona has done this morning, and talk about what you do and how you help people, then please do contact me via my website, and we'll see about getting you on as a guest on a future show. If you have any questions in the meantime, or you would like to contact me, please do so through my website. And after the last song, we have the Channel Radio News and Weather. But until the same time next week, all that's left for me to do is bid you a happy week ahead, have a healthy week, and I will catch you again at the same time next Monday.
Is a bloom shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. Take you out of this place. Someone you could lend a hand in return for.